Okay, we are in Shulchan Aruch.
I feel like I cause you stress. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's part of my job. We're in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Mem Tet. Sheachol Lamar Kriyat Shema Ba'al Peh Ovosiv Echad. When we did our introductory shiurim on Halacha, this is clearly a misnomer. While it does address whether or not I'm going to say Kriyat Shema Ba'al Peh, what it's doing here is that back in the day, they used to say, after Birkat HaTorah, Parshat HaTamid, the psukim of Chumash, about the Parshat HaTamid, they used to say it as a kihilah, all together, Be'al Peh. So the reason what it's doing sitting here in the middle of the halachas of Korbanos is it actually then logically follows that after Birkas HaTorah, which was Mem Zayin, Mem Chet is to say Parshat HaTamid, and then after Parshat HaTamid, so we have to address the issue of, wait a second, how is it possible that we're allowed to, when we used to do this, how is it possible that we're allowed to say all of these psukim ba'al peh? Isn't there an isser of saying psukim ba'al peh that are from Torah shebichtav, from saying things that are from Tanakh, saying them by heart? And so that's what the siman is doing here, and the name strayed very, very far away from its origin. It also applies to any other pasuk, like Kriyat Shema and other things that he'll quote. But just recognize that that's why the siman is where it's situated.
Halacha, though, you're not supposed to see by heart.
He's actually going to quote the Gemara, so let's read it. So let's read it inside, right? So he says, Af al gav, even though de kaimalan we say, and this is quoting from a Gemara, Dvarim shebichtav, iata rashai le'omram ba'al peh, that's the actual quote, things that are written down, meaning things that are Torah shebichtav, iata rashai le'omram ba'al peh, one is not allowed to say them by heart. That's the Gemara, so we have to understand what the halach is, and that's what we're going to spend this time doing, but that's the sources of Gemara. So he says, that being the case, Kol davar sheragil v'shagur b'fi hakol, anything which is regular and common within the mouths of everyone, meaning that everyone's accustomed to say by heart, psukim that all Jews are accustomed to say by heart, for example, kigon kriyat shema, which is how, again, this got its title, retroactively, kigon kriyat shema, birkat kohanim, Parshat HaTamid, which is what this siman is really about, Parshat HaTamid, v'kayotzi bazeh, all of that is mutter. So, really what the Shulchan Aruch here is doing is he's giving a psak halacha lemaase about a somewhat murky Gemara. The Gemara says things that are written down you shouldn't say by heart. So the question is, in what situations does that apply? We're going to provide two possible explanations, which are the two primary explanations of the Gemara. The first is that of the Mordechai. The Mordechai who's quoted, both of these opinions are quoted in by Rabbeinu Tam in the Tosafot, in the Gemara there. But the Mordechai says, who Rabbeinu Tam quotes in his first answer, the Mordechai says, what the Shulchan Aruch says, the Shulchan Aruch is quoting the Mordechai. If the verse is Shagur b'fi hakol, then it's mutter. If the pasuk that we're talking about, the pasuk in question, is something which everybody knows by heart, then it's mutter. But anything else, it's usher to say by heart. Now we'll take a look at the Mishnah Brura, the parts that relate to the opinion of the Mordechai. So, assuming that that's the case, are there any other exceptions? Assuming that the only time one can say psukim by heart is if everybody knows them, are there any other possible exceptions? So he says in Sifkatan Aleph, Suma mutar likrot ba'al peh mishum eis lasot rachem eis eit lasot lashem heferu taratecha. So he says, what about a person who's blind? Can they ever recite psukim? So he says, no, there it's a case of eis lasot lashem heferu taratecha, that in a case where it's either going to be Judaism or bust, meaning by being over one avira, one basically is able to do a tremendous amount more of Judaism, one needs to know when one can apply such a rule. But here we're saying, no, if it's a choice of that person never, ever, ever being able to engage in Torah shebichtav, or saying it by heart because he can't see, so there we would allow, even according to the Mordechai, that a blind person would be allowed to say dvarim shebichtav. Skipping to Sivkatan Gimel, he says, also, Misha Duresh Birabim Barabi Psukim Batarab, Kashel Lechapes Bechol Sha'a Bechumash, Nikvara Tzibor, Afshar Shish Lakil. Right, so for rabbis who want to be Machmir to keep like the Mordechai, they get at least a little bit of a heter here, which is one who's being Dorish Brabim. Let's say you get up, I get up there on Friday night and I'm giving the Friday night drasha, and I'm quoting 10 different psukim from 10 different places in Chumash. So do I have to make my 5-minute drush a 10 minutes long? Because every time I need to find a pasuk, I have to find the spot and then find the pasuk and then read it only inside. It's tirchat this word. It's going to be impossible for me to keep my train of thought. So they say, okay. So one is dorish berabim, many pesukim in the Torah, and it's impossible for them to find every single spot in the chumash because of kvorat tzibur. It's not fair to keep everybody waiting. So there, one can be makel. So there are two exceptions. If you assume that the only time you could say pesukim by heart is if you know it by heart. Two exceptions is by a blind person and also for somebody who's being Dorish Barabim. The last one is Sivkatan Hey. In the middle, it's if you have the Tzuras Adaf, it's the first word of the second to last line. Uvachuvas Chavos Ya Yir Matir Lomar Kol Sefer Tehilim Baal Peh. What about Tehillim? What if you're saying Tefillin as a Tefillah? So even those who say that you shouldn't say Pesukim by heart, so all the Sefer Tehillim, which then is Matir a lot of Tefillah also, which is very useful, because half of what we say in Tefillah is Labrit is Tehillim, so anything that's in Tehillim would be Mutter to say Baal Peh. Okay? That's Shita number one, with its exceptions, as recorded here also in the Mishnah Berurah. Opinion number two, which is the second answer in Rabbeinu, is the second opinion in Rabbeinu Tam on the Gemara there, is no, the exact opposite. This rule basically almost never applies. When does it only apply? The only time this Isser applies is when you're being motzi somebody else. Very limited case. Meaning, only when I'm reading a pasuk for the explicit purpose of being yotze you in having read that pasuk, that's the only time it's usher for me to do it baal peh. What's the most classic case of this?
Being Torah.
Kriyas Torah. Meaning, and this is halacha lemaaseh for sure, either way, this is halacha lemaaseh, is that when a bal koreh goes up to read from the Torah for everybody who's in the tzibur, it's usur for that bal koreh to read from the Torah by heart. He's not yotzi anybody. A bal koreh has to know that they can't memorize and then just read from memory. They have to actually be reading the words inside of the Torah. Because the only way to be yotzi somebody by reading a pasuk is if you're reading the pasuk, the actual words of the pasuk, you can't do it ba'al peh. That's the second opinion. That second opinion is also brought in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkatan Bet.
Wait, I have a question.
Yeah?
So he's saying that the only time you can say it by heart is if you're having in mind someone else, you're reading it.
The only time you're not allowed to say it by heart is if you're trying to know somebody else. That's why the Baal Koreh has to read inside. But if I'm just up here and I want to quote a pasuk, that's fine. I can quote pesukim as much as I want, whatever I want. But I can't be motzi you in something if I'm not reading it inside the text. Okay?
Question.
Yes.
Can you be yotzi someone if you're not reading it inside, if it's something known by everyone?
If you paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam, I think we would presume not.
Okay.
Meaning that would be irrelevant. Excellent. We're going to get to the question of Kiddush in a second. Yes, that's the one. That's the classic Shiloh. Good. Excellent.
The main thing's a bracha, though.
Atat. You're right and you're right. We're all going in the right direction. Just quickly, let's see in the Mishnah Berurah that opinion first, and then we'll address those two questions, and then that's pretty much all we have to say for this Sima. Second line in Sivkatan Bet. There are many poskim who assume that the sister only applies when you're being motzi somebody else. So, based on this, we assume, meaning the Shulchan Aruch is certainly paskening like the Mordechai, but based on the fact that the Mishnah Berurah quotes this Gra, and the Gra says what he says, most poskim assume, including Rav Nevin Sol Shlita, that we're Mekel like the Gra, and who himself is paskening like the second Shita and Tosfot, and that one is it is only usur to say a pasuk by heart if you're being multi somebody else. Every other situation is actually mutar. So that answers the whole issue before you even start, except for those cases. What's the one case it doesn't answer? So the case that people like to bring up is Kiddush on Shabbos, right? What do you do? What's the situation with Kiddush on Shabbos? Because the whole beginning are psukim. In many families, some places not, in Chassidish families, every man makes Kiddush, but still the women need to be motzi anyway. But assuming that only one person at a Shabbos table, 15 people, 20 people, 100 people is making Kiddush. So when you say Vayichulu, many people don't look in a sitter. Worse, and this is, I don't know, I didn't see where he got this from, but Rav Nevin Sol assumes, and this is as far as I'm only Rav Nevin Sol, but I don't know where he's quoting from, Rav Nevin Sol specifically assumes that in a case of where you're being motzi somebody else, and you have to read it inside, the only thing you can read it inside of is a Sefer Torah. So never seen anybody take out their personal Sefer Torah to say Kiddush. Right? You'd also be worried about sinning with grape juice. All the time, right? In your house. I'm sorry. I'm sure that in Marissa's home that happens. Nowhere else does that happen. Marissa's home that happens. She's very machmir.
We don't want to see her camera.
Yet. All in good time. So Rav Nevensol says, there are different answers that are given to it, but Rav Nevensol, who's more machmir also, and reading it inside from his Sefer Torah, he says, no. Very simple. He gives a very simple answer to the question. Like, which he was mechaving to what Esther said. Which is the beginning, he says, Psukim Ba'alma. The beginning is Psukim. You're right, they're Psukim, but I'm not being motzi you in these Psukim. I'm testifying Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world on Friday night. I'm talking about Psukim, about the creation of the world. That's great. When does the bracha start? At the bracha. The second part, which isn't quoting Psukim, that second paragraph, there I'm being motzi, that's part of the bracha. But the Psukim beforehand are just Psukim Ba'alma. And since it's just Psukim Ba'alma, so I'm not being motzi, so I can say them Ba'al Peh, and I can certainly read them from a sitter, or from a bencher. So that's how at least Rav Nevensol very simply deals with the issue of Kiddush on Shabbos. Anything else here? Tov. So that's the issue of Dreim Shabbatav, Iyatayr, Asher Lamar Ba'al Peh. I would say stick with the psak that we passed in like the Gra. You can check with your local posting if you want. That we passed in like the Gra, which means that you're basically good unless you're being multi somebody else. And if you are being multi somebody else in a situation like Kriya Satorah, which is likely to be none of you, then make sure you're reading inside from either a Chumash, a Siddur for something like Kiddush, if you assume that you need to, which we said that we don't, or a Sefer Torah if one is reading from a Sefer Torah to Motzi the Rabbin. Ad Kan.